The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel teaches us, Yilbash Begadim Hanoim. He should put on the nicest clothing. V'yismach v'biyah Shabbos k'yoytzel kras hamelech k'yoytzel kras choson kala. Somebody should be happy to greet Shabbos just like someone is happy to greet a king, a choson a kala. And quotes our Gemara, Der chanina matav koi b'panyi d'mal shabso from a boy the nature likra Shabbos malkasa. Rav Yani am a boy kala boy kala. And the remark continues, V'yalbash atzmai bigli Shabbos miyad achas shirochatz atzmai. After one washes himself, he should put on the big day Shabbos. V'zeh k'fai the Shabbos. V'akein, and because you're supposed to put on the clothing right after you wash yourself, and as we discussed in our previous year, you want to put on the big day Shabbos as close to Shabbos as possible. V'akein lo yichatz l'Shabbos. Therefore, some should not wash for Shabbos. El somach l'erev. Only right before evening he should wash and get himself ready for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, in terms of Yibush Begadav Hanoim, says the Mishnah Berurah that you should wear them until Matzah Shabbos, until after Havdalah. The Rizal says that one should wear the Big Day Shabbos until after eating Lava Malka, and there are many people that have the minig that they wear the Big Day Shabbos until they go to sleep on Matzah Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'chol amarbel chabdoi, whoever increases the cover of Shabbos, hem begufoi, hem bebegodov, in preparing himself, his clothing, hem bechil v'shtiya, where he eats and drinks, I raise a meshubach. Moreover, quotes the Mishnah Berurah, "Bezoy mekabalim haziru ma'oid shli yishum machloikus b'Shabbos chas v'sholom." One should avoid any machloikus on Shabbos chas v'sholom, or b'frat bein ish l'ishtay. Especially a husband and a wife should be very careful not to have any disagreements on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch discuss the halacha. B'tzas mekaymus noigin loitzus from Beis HaKnesses la'azora. They go out from Beis HaKnesses to the Azora. V'amrim boich v'neitzei likras kala. And the Mishnah Berurah says our meaning is that we don't necessarily leave the shul, but we face the door and we say boim b'sholim. And we're supposed to do it standing. Or to show the cover of Shabbos. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from Rav Moshe, and the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Chelek Aruchayim, Chelek Chei, Simen Tezayin, Oy Zayin, the Rav Moshe says that certainly the halacha is that one is supposed to stand when he says the first part of Kiddush. Why is one supposed to stand when he says the first part of Kiddush? Because the first part of Kiddush is the greeting of Shabbos. And here, as we learn now in the Mishnah Berurah as well, greeting Shabbos is like greeting a king. Greeting Shabbos is like a chosin greeting his kala. And of course, it's supposed to be done in a way that's standing. It's interesting. I saw a very nice fart. The Gemara says, Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Psia Gasa, if a person takes big steps, they tell us, Echad Mechamesh Meis Mimar Einav Shel Adam. It causes a person mild blindness. He loses his eyesight. Says the Gemara, Maita Kante, how could he be healed? Lahadre B'Kedusha D'Bei Shimshi. By drinking from the Kiddush wine from Friday night. So all my farshim try to understand, what is the connection between the Friday night Kiddush and somebody's vision that was impaired? So I saw a beautiful pshat. Our Gemara is teaching us that when is somebody allowed to run? Isi Ben Yehuda says that Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes, you're allowed to run for a Dvar Mitzvah. Yilada run l'kavod Shabbos. So that's what happens. The Gemara Masechta Brachos teaches us that let's say you have an individual who's running and he's not supposed to run. Running causes blindness. So what's the running that is permitted? The running that's permitted is running on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashes. So when you drink the Kiddush of the Bein HaShemashes, when you were supposed to run, that's how you repair for drinking when you weren't supposed to run. So here we're learning the halachas of being mekabel Shabbos, saying boi chala. And as we discussed in the first of this series of shiurim, we quoted the Tshuvas Hilchos Ketanis, that one's supposed to do l'chatchila with a minyan. And in fact, the Paiskim say that let's say, for whatever reason, a person wasn't present in shul or didn't say the first paragraphs of Kabbalah Shabbos L'chun Ranano. And he comes to shul and the tzibur is up to by B'Sholem, the tzibur is up to L'chadoidi, he should say by Chala. The reason is because Boi Chala is mentioned in our Gemara. Boi Chala, we're saying there's a point to say B'tzibur. Nowhere in the Gemara does the Gemara speak about saying these paragraphs of L'chun Ranano. And therefore, it's preferable that you should say Boi Chala together with the Tzibur, and also Davim Mayriv B'tzibur, and not say L'chun Ranano. The question is, can you make up saying L'chun Ranano afterwards? So there are those that say, why not? It's no worse than saying any prokim from Tehillim. However, there are paiskim that say that you shouldn't say it afterwards. Because the first six prokim that we say as part of Kabbalah Shabbos represent the 6 days of the week. And then we say Bai Chala and Mizma Shilu Yom Shabbos, which represent Shabbos. So if you're already with Makabel Shabbos and you're speaking about Shabbos, you can't go backwards and now speak about the 6 weekdays. And that's why for sure the Paiskim say that let's say you came to Kabbal Shabbos late, and the tzibur is ready up to Mizmul David, and you want to say, you're thinking of saying Mizmul David together with the rest of the tzibur. That you shouldn't do, because each one of those mizmairim represent 6 days of the week. And since they represent 6 days of the week, you're supposed to go in the order of the 6 days of the week. The minig is, as we said, as we quoted the Mishnah Berura, that you go out, we face the door as we say Bai Chala, Bai Chala. And not only do we face the door as we say Bai Chala, Bai Chala, we should turn. And the proper order is to first go to the left side, afterwards to the right side, and then towards the middle. And the reason, which is very similar to the way we step out from saying Shmon Esrei, we're greeting the Shabbos. Shabbos represents the Shechina, and therefore the proper thing is first you turn to the left, to the Yamin of the Shechina, then to the right, and then to the front of you. That's the proper order of bowing when you say Bayi B'Shalom. The Mishnah Berura says that this halacha, that a person is supposed to wash himself and prepare himself for Shabbos, is not only for men. It applies to women as well. However, the Mishnah Berura says that's only never at the expense of Chil Shabbos. So he says, if a woman wants to wash herself before lighting the candles and put on the big day Shabbos before she lights the candles, and by doing so, she now may get delayed in lighting the candle, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chas V'Shalom, light the candles and do everything afterwards. And then the Mishnah Berurah says a very sharp word. V'mabal royal, if a husband sees Shemis Acheris, that a woman is getting delayed in lighting the candles, mitzvah gedoyle shihu yad lekaneris. So the husband should light the candles. And the woman's going to, his wife's going to get upset. He doesn't make a difference. He shouldn't be worried that his wife's going to be upset. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, it's a bigger mitzvah to sit Shabbos in a dark room. So the point is, as much as we're discussing in these shiurim all the different activities that one is supposed to do l'kavod Shabbos, in terms of setting the table and setting the home and getting dressed and washing oneself, one always has to remember the priorities. And Chil Shabbos is worse and more important than anything, and one should always bear that in mind.